أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
Belief in the hereafter is for a human being a pivotal part of the deen. It is the foundation of the deen, you can say. The root of the deen, that a person who has aqidah of the akhirah, aqidah-i-akhirah, belief in the hereafter, about which the Qur'an al-Hakim states, bil-akhiratihum yuqinoon, that they have yaqeen, certainty, belief, faith in the hereafter, in the akhirah. Aqidah of the akhirah, belief in the hereafter, what do we call this? What is it? How is it defined? Iman, it is part of Iman, aqidah of the akhirah, to believe in the hereafter is part of Iman. And to have yaqeen in this, in the hereafter, that a human being, one day he will depart from this world. This dunya is a temporary place. And after this world, after this place, there's the next destination, the akhirah, the hereafter. In other words, a person has to die. And after dying, he will be presented in the court of Allah. He will be presented in front of Allah, where all of his deeds will be reckoned, presented in front of Allah. And kiraman katibin, the deeds, one who records the good deeds, one who records the bad deeds, everything will be presented. No deed, even equivalent to a particle, atom, dust particle, nothing equivalent to a cell, an atom's weight, will be hidden or concealed. Both angels will present their full and complete reports to Allah, and we as criminals, or as alhamdulillah successful souls, will be standing in front of Allah, and everything will testify. There's no need to call in witnesses from outside. The human body, the limbs, everything, our hairs, our cells, our skin, our soul, everything will come alive, will be alive. A unique life will come into everything, and they will testify against us or in our favor. And this is the aqidah of the akhirah, the belief of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear and see all of the witness statements. And how can we reject, or how will we be able to reject? The hand will say, he made me do this and that. The tongue will speak that he did this action. The eye will testify that he used me in this way, he utilized me. And the finger will say that he did this wrong action with me. And those limbs and organs and parts of the body that do good deeds will be used to good deeds, that they will also present the account. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the witnesses, but just to show, to demonstrate that, look, my servant, my creation, you used to hide and sin. This was your aqidah with me, your belief. And this is what you brought your iman on. Is this the reflection of your iman? Was this your iman, your practice? Your aqidah was this. When I die, after dying, I'll be presented to Allah. And in front of Allah, my deeds will be presented. And after that, even then, despite having the aqidah, you committed these actions that you knew that you will die and you'll be presented in front of Allah and your deeds will be shown. So this is aqidah. Now, what we need to see is, this aqidah of akhirah is such an important role. It plays a very important role in the life of a person. It's very important, essential component, part of life. This aqidah of the akhirah, that the human being's thinking, his mindset, and according to that his amal. If it's correct, it takes him to the positive and the right path. Aqidah akhirah, thinking about the hereafter, the belief in the hereafter, and practicing upon it. This is what puts a person on the right path, on the straight path, and keeps him on the right path. However, our aqidah is, according to that, our thinking will be, and according to that, our practice will be. Especially, for example, Allah said in the Quran, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, that the people who have strong aqeedah in the hereafter, who are those people? The muttaqis, who are God conscious, who have strong taqwa, powerful taqwa, and they have strong aqeedah, belief in the hereafter. High level belief, conviction. What does high level mean? Strong, solid. Allah says, bil akhirati yuqinoon, they have belief in the hereafter. What does this mean? There are two things here. One is knowing, and one is having certainty on it. Yes? While every person has iman, he accepts, to accept and to know two different things. Obviously, if you don't know, accept, then believe in the hereafter, the angels, hellfire, paradise, and the life to come. We all accept this. We accept this, and one is to know this, to have yaqeen. Big difference in both. Big difference in the two conditions. How big is the difference in the conditions? And then both conditions, he who accepts and he who has yaqeen, there's a big difference in the direction of their lives. Their lifestyle, the way of living life will be different. They won't be the same. To accept and to know. Allah is talking about knowing, having yaqeen, certainty, conviction. I'll give you the example of this. That if it's raining outside, this is an example, and if you say to somebody, it's about to rain, or it's raining, yes, and he accepts that it's raining. He accepts it, that it's raining. And the other person, he has yaqeen, he knows in reality it's raining. I said, one is one who accepts, and one is who knows in reality. Look at the actions, they'll be opposite. The two people who opposite, the person who accepts, who says, yes, it's raining. Yeah. And without the umbrella, he'll leave the house, or he'll go outside and he'll get wet due to the rain. He accepted, but the person who has yaqeen, who really knows that definitely there is rain outside, he has conviction in this, he has belief in this, then he will keep the umbrella with himself. It's going to rain today, I'm going to depart with the umbrella, and he'll leave with the umbrella, and then he'll be safe from the rain, from getting wet. Totally, aqeedah of the akhirah, hereafter, there are two groups of the people of iman, people who have belief. One is those who accept, there are many people who accept. Yes, yes, are you going to die? Yeah, I accept I'm going to die. I'm going to go to the hereafter. Nobody who has iman will not say that I'm not going to die. Whoever does not accept this, then he cannot be a Muslim. He hasn't got iman if he doesn't accept it. So to accept it is not an achievement itself. Accepting isn't an achievement. Okay, you accept, alhamdulillah, the kalima, shahad has come in your heart, you haven't worked hard, made effort with these. You were born in your ears, the adhan was given. Iqamah was given the other ear, and then Allah gave amal, deeds, and we accept. But after accepting, the deeds need to reflect. As I said, the person who accepts, but the person who knows he does everything. That just like the person who left the home without the umbrella, and then he got wet in the rain. But those who have aqeedah on this, proper belief in this, conviction in this, that there will be death after death, Allah, we will be presented to Allah, and we will then be in front of Allah, and then we will be accounted for, all our deeds will be accounted for, reckoned, and what deeds will I present to Allah? How will I show my face to Allah? Will I be a liar in front of Allah? Will I be presented as a liar? Will I be presented to Allah, the things He gave me and what I did against Him? Will I be presented in such a way that I used to leave salah? And when the adhan used to be called and I didn't pray salah in front of Allah, will I be presented this way, that I used to usurp the rights of people, consume their rights? Or will I be presented in front of Allah in such a way that I said I was a very good Muslim? I used to do hajj upon hajj and umrah upon umrah. I used to do deeds to be famous among people and get the title Hajji Sahib. And he does a lot of umrahs. I used to do a lot of deeds to show people Is this the way I want to be presented in front of Allah? So this aqeedah, the yaqeen, conviction, you say, how can I go to Allah in this way, in this manner? He has got proper conviction, belief. He knows he's going to be present in front of Allah. And there's a difference in his amal, his deeds. What will be his deeds? He will have the deeds of a muttaqi, based on taqwa. Every deed he will exercise cautiously. If he's made a mistake, if he has erred, done wrong, he will try to compensate for that, to make up for that. He'll do tawbah, repent, istighfar will be part of his life. Every action, he will present sharia in front of himself, that did I make a mistake? Did I do wrong from my tongue, my hands? And he'll feel the tariqah, the method Allah has given to him. He will do tawbah, he'll repent on that. This is the life of taqwa. The amount of aqeedah a person has, if he has aqeedah of the akhirah, if it increases, strengthens, and then proportionally the actions of his life will change and improve. But he who just accepts verbally and says, I've got to go to the akhirah. Yeah, but he doesn't have yaqeen in that, doesn't really believe in that. Then he'll do all the actions he wants. Look, today in the dunya, everything's happening. Everything's going on. For this reason, we accept, but we don't have yaqeen. We don't have faith in these things. We don't have proper belief in these things. Look in the circle of Islam. In the Islamic society and environment, if we see around us lives of the Muslims, if we do a little bit of analysis, observation, that is this the life in the homes, families, in the households? Is there any fear of Allah in our hearts? Is there any thought in our minds that Allah is watching us, that what will He say to us? How will I answer to Allah? When Allah asks me, do I ever think about Allah's displeasure? So this is the aqeedah of the akhirah that is spoilt, it's weak. If our aqeedah in the akhirah was strong, if we had iman based on yaqeen, then Allah says, these are those people who are the muttaqis, muttaqeen. They have the aqeedah in the akhirah, proper belief in the hereafter, and it's strong. It's so strong, the aqeedah is so strong, their life is unique. And this is the proper way of the person who has iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given us His mercy and His generosity. Allah ta'ala has given us such a fantastic month, and He's given us the benefit of this month.
Ya
Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah's great generosity. And look, all 12 months of the years, we have no consciousness, no awareness. We don't know about deen hereafter. We're living the lives of animals. Allah has given us a beautiful month, great month. And this month is a great action, worship deed, which is fasting. Fasting, it refreshes our deen, every part of our deen, our faith, everything. One ibadah, one action. And if the human being understands this and he enters into this month of Ramadan and he practices the fast correctly with understanding and awareness and he passes it correctly, he doesn't just think, I've got to get past suhoor, pre-dawn meal, then break the fast in the evening and fry the pakoras, the onion bhajis and the kebabs and burger, and I've just kept the fast and prayed taraweeh and I've fasted, observed fasting. We need to attain the objective of fasting. This is the aqeedah of the akhirah, hereafter. And the belief of the hereafter, the soul of this belief runs through Ramadan and the fasting. Fasting takes a person towards taqwa, makes him a muttaqi. And the important step of being a muttaqi is to have aqeedah in the hereafter. It has to be so strong, robust. The muttaqi's belief in the hereafter is robust. Allah says, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might remain conscious of Allah. So, will fasting not be based on taqwa? will fasting not be the luggage and assistant for us in the hereafter? Totally the effects of having taqwa are in this fast. But when we keep the fast, we don't understand that fasting, ingrained in fasting is taqwa. If we start Ramadan and we accept and make a firm understanding that we are going to develop taqwa, these 30 days of ibadah, of fasting Allah has given to us, is so that we can become muttaqis, fearful of Allah, aware of Allah, and then we need to spend these 30 days of Ramadan so that we become muttaqis. From the first day we should have this niyyah, this intention, that this task we need to implement, this task we need to implement in this month. And from amongst that, from taqwa, one thing is the aqeedah of the akhirah, which is a very important element of taqwa. We'll get that from fasting. Fasting, the act of fasting, if we look at it properly, then it is the reflection of this aqeedah. The first lesson that fasting gives to us is the aqeedah of the akhirah. Pay attention. Pay attention. The first lesson we learn from the action of fasting is the aqeedah akhirah, belief in hereafter. What is that? Inside a person to have belief, the faith, it should be so strong regards to the hereafter that I will be presented to Allah, my deeds will be put in front of me, presented to Allah. When the deeds will be presented, then due to those deeds, Allah will either give me paradise or He'll give me hell. This is the aqeedah akhirah, belief of the hereafter. If I do something wrong, then when I'm presented to Allah, my deeds will be presented. And due to those deeds, Allah Ta'ala will make a decision, which will be either Jannah or Jahannam, paradise or hell. And a person who has strong yaqeen in this, his faith is strong in this, his conviction, then how will he commit impure deeds that take him to Jahannam? So this is the foundation of fasting. This is the base level of fasting, the lesson that comes out of fasting. First and foremost is, where is your yaqeen? You have belief that you're fasting. Do you have this yaqeen that this fast will be presented to Allah? Do you have belief in this? And then due to this fast, you will get Jannah and Allah will be pleased with you. And what a great reward Allah Ta'ala has kept that for fasting. Allah says, me, I myself am your reward for fasting. Allah says, Subhanallah. Allah says the reward for fasting is in Jannah. Allah says the reward for fasting is me myself. In other words, what? Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? Allah is saying that me myself, I am your reward for fasting, that according to my own preference and desire, I will give you and give you the reward of your fast. We cannot imagine what will be the reward for the fast. Nothing specific has been mentioned. Allah says, myself, I am your reward. So when a person, on this basis and belief, he fasts, on this basis and belief when he fasts. Look, you can test yourself. You can test yourself. Try it out. If a person doesn't pray salah, doesn't do any action before Ramadan, he's not practicing, not worshipping. So his aqeedah is, he believes, but he doesn't have the aqeedah of the akhirah. He's just living his life the way he wants. Then Ramadan comes, he starts to fast. As soon as he keeps the fast, then his yaqeen, his certainty is changed. He's not just the one who accepts, but his aqeedah akhirah has gone high to the level of yaqeen, certainty. First fast, test it. That look where his yaqeen has reached. You know, he said, you used to tell him before Ramadan, pray. Oh, I'll pray. Oh, don't do this wrong action. Oh, I'll leave it sometime. Yes, don't do this action. No, I'll try. Brother, it's not good to do this. I'll try. This was the aqeedah of the person who accepts. But now what does his aqeedah become? He keeps the fast. Now after he keeps the fast, if you say to him, that take him into a room and sit down alone and put some money in front of him and say, here's some money, break the fast. My belief is that even a person who's most impure in sin of sins, he will not break the fast. He will, even if he's the worst or sinful person, but he won't break the fast. He won't smoke the cigarette. Even if he's on his own, nobody's looking at him. And he's got desire, desperate, but he won't smoke the cigarette. Yes, he is thirsty to the extreme, but he won't drink water. What aqeedah is this? What belief is this? This is that aqeedah due to fasting. It strengthened, becomes strong, that I will be presented to Allah. And what answer will I give to Allah? That you broke your fast. You broke your fast. How strong his yaqeen has become now. His iman, that person was running from salah. He wasn't praying before fasting, before Ramadan. Now his aqeedah, belief is so strong that he's not breaking the fast, he's on his own, he's not drinking water, not eating water, not eating food, he's hungry. He's very hungry. And so strong is his yaqeen and certainty in hereafter, I'm going to die. After dying, I'm going to be presented to Allah. I'm going to be stood in front of Allah. After stood in front of Allah, Allah's going to make a decision. Now his yaqeen has gone to that level that if I break the fast, then I will go in front of Allah. My deed will be presented. Allah will see. And if I break the fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision will be that take him into hellfire. For this reason, I'm not going to break the fast. Doesn't matter if I die or fall unconscious, I'm not going to break the fast. The same man who before Ramadan did not pray salah. Allah's hukam, he didn't believe in Allah's order. Subhanallah. Imagine his achievement. Soon as he fasts, the yaqeen elevates to the heights. The aqeedah of akhirah is presented in the person who has iman. And the person who believes that, he's taken him to the heights of not just acceptance, but proper conviction and certainty. This is Allah Ta'ala's promise.
Ya ayyuhanna كتب عليكم الصيام.
Allah says, O people of Iman, fast. It is fard on you, it is compulsory on you. Implement this compulsory deed. The first fast, what will it do to your iman, to your belief, to your aqeedah, to your belief? It will take it to the heights of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Subhanallah. The fast, it will propel your acceptance to taqwa heights. That person who didn't pray before Ramadan, he had no fear, he said he believed, and he had belief in Allah, but when he kept the fast, his yaqeen, his certainty became so strong, it went to the height that I will be presented to Allah, Allah will ask me, I'll be questioned. And if this occurs, if Allah Ta'ala takes a person to this height now, Allah's brought us to this level, Allah's brought us to this level in Ramadan. Every fasting person comes to this level. Every fasting person, alhamdulillah, gets to this level. Those who fast, there are many people, mashallah, many, many, many poor people fasting than those who pray salah. Even the woman or man who are sinful, they keep the fast. The population of the fasting people is many, many more over those who pray. Allah has kept attraction fasting. Many girls wandering outside here, they're messing about, playing games, but they're fasting. Yes, a man, you'll see him, he's maybe a dosser, he doesn't practice, but he's keeping the fast. Very few wasteful people who don't fast, but the majority will go towards fasting. Even though it's hard, it's a difficult action, fasting, but a person fasts. Yeah? The population suddenly multiplies. Iman is there, but he's fasting. Because Allah Ta'ala has put attraction in fasting, even if the iman's weak. Every believing person, every believing person, Allah Ta'ala creates that awareness. Allah creates that hujjat, that need, that in the day of judgment, that I, your Rabb, was so favorable to you, merciful to you, that I brought you to the level of yaqeen, that I took you, I gave you the preparation to go to the height of taqwa, and you became a muttaqi. Allah says, I gave you that state, I gave you such a great ibadah. There was attraction that despite sinning, despite disobeying, despite being a dosa, you are fasting because there was a quality, capacity in fast, and you kept the fast for this reason. For this reason you fast, because I wanted to make you muttaqi, Allah says. But the next step was yours, that when I took you to the level of taqwa, then your akal, your awareness, consciousness should have awakened. It was my duty to bring you to this level. I said, I assisted you, I helped you. Now, when I took you to this maqam, that your yaqeen came to this level and you started to have fear in Allah, that just like you're afraid of fasting, that the next, the life after that, all Allah's faraid and ahkams, you should spend it the same way. That how can I leave salah? Have Allah answered to Allah? You should jump out of the bed for prayer. No, I can't leave salah. Just like I cannot break the fast, the same way I cannot leave salah. So, after, we have to make the effort after this. Allah Ta'ala has brought us to this level, to this maqam, to this stage. The rest after that is our job. How sad it will be that after passing after Ramadan, after exiting after Ramadan, we should have taqwa, yaqeen, and we should believe in the high levels of paradise. Allah says that when a person leaves the month of Ramadan, then subhanAllah, the paradise is prepared for him because he's a muttaqi. Every person who fasts, Allah Ta'ala takes him to the level of the muttaqi, high level iman, man and woman. after fasting, after every fast, not just the month of Ramadan, after every fast, whoever develops this feeling, emotion, that wants what will I give to Allah of breaking the fast, he's become a muttaqi. Taqwa has come into that person. That's it. Allah Ta'ala has brought that person to that feeling and acceptance. Now we need to keep that sustained forever. That's our task, our job. That we should be grateful to Allah, accept His favor. That Allah, I was a waster, I was sinful. You elevated my yaqeen, my faith. You brought me to this level. Despite the fact that I was sinful, I was wrong. With one ibadah, you propelled my iman to the level of taqwa. Allah, how do I repay this favor of yours? I should be grateful to you that now for the rest of my life, in the same way, just like I was afraid of breaking the fast, I will be afraid now of breaking every order of yours. I will be afraid of going against every order of yours. What a great chance Allah has given to us, an opportunity. And who knows after Ramadan how much life is left. I have seen many people after Ramadan, they departed previous Ramadan. The next week after, 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after. I've seen various friends depart from this world. So let's make niyyah, intention. That Allah Ta'ala, your great favor upon us, that you've made us muttaqis. Fearful of you, conscious of you. So we need to develop this, sustain this, keep it steadfastly after. So just like we're afraid and scared of breaking the fast, we should be scared and afraid after Ramadan of breaking all the orders and instructions of Allah. We should develop this yaqeen, strengthen, not just accept, but develop a yaqeen so strongly that I have to be presented to the court of Allah. My deeds will be brought forward and the decision will be made on all of my deeds, either paradise or hell. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي سواد يوم عاد المؤمنين وزوجياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرفت وأعلنت وما صرفت وأنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربي اغفر وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله توم بالرحم فرما يا الله توم بالكرم فرما يا الله توم بالمعروف فرما يا كريم توم بالمعروف فرما يا الله توم بالمعروف فرما يا الله مالي غناهم بالمعروف فرما يا الله ولي خطاهم وعفوهم يا الله تهم سرازي هو يا الله مغفر لنا ورحمنا وارضانا وتقبل منا وادخلنا جنة درجات من النار الله تهم عفوهم وزهم فرما رازي هو يا كريم من جنة من داخل فرما جهنم سبشار يا كريم يا الله جهنم سبشار يا الله بس يا كار ہے گناہ گار ہے میرے مولا يا الله باطن بھی ظاہر بھی سارا گناہوں میں جکڑا يا كريم یا کریم ہم بچا لے ہم بچا لے یا اللہ جہنم کی آگ سے ہم بچا لے یا کریم یہ رمضان یہ روزے ہمارے لیے بہترین رمضان بنا دے جو ہمیں جہنم کی آگ سے بچا لے یا اللہ تو راضی ہو جائے ان روزوں سے ہمارے ہماری عبادات سے میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہماری عبادات سے راضی ہو جائے یا میرے مولا تو کتنا کرم فرماتا ہے کتنا رحم فرماتا ہے یا میرے مولا خیر مقبولیت کے وقت میرے مولا جب فرشتے نزول فرماتے ہیں تو ہم سے دعاؤں کے لیے ہاتھ اٹھا دیتا ہے یا کریم یا اللہ تو ہماری حاجات کو ہم سے بہتر جانتا ہے ہماری پریشانیوں سے ہم سے بہتر جانتا ہے ہماری مصیبتوں کو ہم سے زیادہ جانتا ہے ہم کسی کو نہیں بتا سکتے میرے مولا تو ہی ہے تو ہی ہے میرے مولا تو ہی سنتا ہے تو ہی جانتا ہے تو ہی میرے مولا محتاجوں کی پکاروں کو سنتا ہے اور فرما دیتا ہے تو ہی میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہی ہے بیماروں کی فریادوں کو سنتا ہے میرے مولا ان کو شفا نصیب فرما دیتا ہے یا کریم تو ہی ہے گناہ گاروں کو معافی مانگتے ہیں ان کو معاف فرما دیتا ہے یا کریم تیرا در ہے تیرا در کیا ہے یا کریم تو میں خالی نہ بھیجنا یا اللہ اپنے در سے خالی نہ بھیجنا یا کریم ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو بھر دے ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے ہماری تمام مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے سارے بیماروں کو ذہنی بیمار ہیں روحانی بیمار ہیں جسمانی بیمار ہیں ہسپتالوں میں موجود ہیں میرے مولا جن جن حالتوں میں موجود ہیں میرے مولا سب کو یا اللہ تو شفا کاملہ حاجت نصیب فرما یا اللہ گھروں میں بچوں کو یا اللہ سکون نصیب فرما گھروں میں جھگڑے دور فرما جھڑوں جھگڑوں میں یا اللہ گھروں کے اندر محبت عطا فرما یا کریم گھروں میں محبت پیدا فرما برکتیں پیدا فرما رحمت عطا فرما یا اللہ سکون نصیب فرما یا کریم آپس میں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ آپس میں سکون نصیب فرما یہ اللہ اپنے کرم سے اپنے رحم سے مجھے مولا ہمیں باقی روزے بھی بہت آسانی سے ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں نفس کے ہاتھوں شیطان کے ہاتھ میں, صحت و عافیت کے ساتھ عطا فرما. جیسا بھی رمضان دیا میرے مولا شکر ہے تیرے مولا, انہیں ہمیں روزہ رکھنے کی توفیق تو عطا فرمائے یہ میرے مولا. جیسی عبادت دی شکر ہے میرے مولا تیرا, تو نے ہمیں سجدہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت میں قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت میں قبول مولا. یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرا مولا تو ہمارے تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. جو بھی ہم نے تیری اللہ پرانی آیت کے ورثے مانگی یا اللہ, جو بھی ہم نے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو بھی دعائیں مانگی میں ہم بھی شامل فرما. یا اللہ جن چیزوں سے آپ نے پناہ مانگی اس میں ہمیں شامل فرما میرے مولا. ساری نعمتیں ہمیں نصیب فرما. جو جو بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ نے صحابہ نے مانگی تو اس سے میرے مولا وہ بھی ہمیں عطا فرما میرے مولا. جن سے انہوں نے پناہیں مانگی میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں ان سے پناہ نصیب فرما. یا کریم یا کریم, اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا. ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ فرما. یا اللہ میرے شیخ حضرت مرتضیٰ کو اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما. نبی کریم سے ان کی معرفت نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ اس کے فیض کو جاری ساری فرما. یا اللہ ان کے فیض کو جاری ساری فرما. باغ دہن میں جاری فرما میرے مولا. ان کی خانقاہ تو آباد و شاد فرما میرے مولا. ان کی اولادوں سے بڑے اچھے بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ پیدا فرما میرے مولا. یا کریم ہم ناکاروں کو بھی قبول فرما. نقش بن سلسلے میں مارا حشر فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین آمین آمین.